Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The George Washington Foundation here this morning, and we will talk about a lot of things, but specifically the fabulous 4th of July at Ferry Farm this year. And we'll do that with Dave Maraca, Allison Ellis, and Ann Waters all here this morning. Good morning. Welcome back.
Hello. Good morning. Hello.
It's a busy time. This has been a busy time at both Ferry Farm and at Kenmore, Ann, right now. You're starting to wind down some programs, but there have been a bunch of stuff at Kenmore lately.
Yes. Summer is typically very busy for us, so it's an exciting season, but a lot going on at both sites.
So, it really, Kenmore.org, a great place to find out information, and in Facebook, you keep everything.
Yes. Updated. If you're following us on social media and checking our website, you'll see all of our most up-to-date events, so you can make sure you're not missing anything.
And there's digging going on, Dave Maraca, at Ferry Farm.
There is, and we're very excited. The University of South Florida has rejoined us. It's officially the COVID era. It must be over because those students are back. They've been gone since 2019. So it's been
that long.
It's almost been 5 years since they were here. And it's great to have them back. And the dig is going on. And we're out there every Monday through Friday up until about 4 o'clock until the middle of July.
In hot weather, I know that you've got tents and things you can put up, and it usually doesn't ever seem like, to me anyway, just looking from afar, that hot weather slows you down.
It hasn't been hot yet.
On the warm days it has been breezy enough.
Yeah, no, it has actually been a lovely summer, and so a couple of days were a little warm, but. But it has just been a beautiful summer and just a great time to be out there.
Well, as we go along this morning, we'll get into anything that you found or can talk about. You've probably found things, but a lot of times you don't talk about things. So
when I
talk to you, that you have to qualify things, that there are usually things that are happening that we don't always get to know right away.
I do have an MO.
Yeah. Now you have you come in and you know how far you're going to go on that when you stop at that line about talking things. Allison, there are, Ann mentioned just all the different programs and just the history and the stuff out there. It's an exciting time to be as far as colonial programs go, and Ferry Farm and Kenmore. These are pretty cool times.
Yeah. I always say that June and December are my busiest months, and so we are smack dab in the middle of June. We just finished up all of our kind of spring programming. We had the tea in the garden at Kenmore in May. We also just finished up Shakespeare on the Lawn at Kenmore. That's one of my favorite programs. We did As You Like It this year, and it was set in the 1980s, and we had a really, really good turnout. We had some improvements in the stage and the sound quality, and it was just a really good time. It's just a time to enjoy the summer, sit out on the lawn at Kenmore, watch the sunset, and enjoy some nice theater and community. We're moving into the kind of final phases of our summer programming as we move up to 4th of July. We've got Betty's birthday coming up this weekend, and then, of course, 4th of July at Ferry Farm. So it is a really exciting time to be following museum events.
I saw some pictures from Shakespeare at the Lawn, and the pictures that I saw that someone had posted, this this was in an hour or so even before the show, and it was packed.
Yes. Saturdays are usually pretty full. We had probably around 250 people both Saturdays. It has become such a big event. And just talking to Fredericksburg Theater Ensemble, who we partner with to put this on, they do all the casting and all the direction of the show, because I'm not a theatrical person, so I really appreciate them. But just talking to them, the improvements that we made with the better stage that's up a little bit higher and the sound quality, it's so necessary, because when Shakespeare on the Lawn started 21 years ago, they didn't have 1,000 people sitting in the audience over those four nights. It was a small event, a small program. But now that we have 200 to 300 people every night, those improvements were much needed. So as this event kind of grows and takes shape into something much larger than we initially thought, we've made those improvements to continue to improve guest experience and quality of the show.
One of the things that seems to always, any kind of program now at Ferry Farm or Kenmore, anything that the George Washington Foundation puts on, people show up. Mm-hmm. You can always depend on, if I'm coming to a program, I know that it's been like that, especially in recent years, that people are really showing up for events. And there's really an interest in colonial America.
Yeah. I think we have a really good following. People that come to our events often come to a lot of our events. We see that in feedback over and over again. And it's just, I think people really want to learn and just go out and enjoy themselves with their family, their friends, and just have a good time and really experience the history that our area has to offer. And we really appreciate that. It doesn't go unnoticed by us. Anne and I constantly talk with people that say, oh, we came to X event and now we're at Y event. And this is great. We're going to tell our friends and we're going to come back to your other events throughout the year.
Well, as you two put together programs and look at things, it's got to be nice to know that the people are showing up, and it gives you, I'm sure, more motivation to even look for other, you know, programs and figure out how to pull something off.
Oh, yeah. I think when I started, I really focused on what we have, and then I moved into how can we improve this event to make it a better experience and bring more people in. But now that I've been here for 2 years, over that, it's kind of a what can we do next to widen our audience, broaden our horizons, and just bring more people to enjoy the two cultural sites that we have, and really just bring people in.
Yeah, no, it's there's in Ann Waters there are so many stories to tell, and you keep adding to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's, again, like hearing that visitor feedback. It's cool to see like what people are interested in hearing about. And I think we do have such a wide range of different events that appeal to different like interests and audiences. So again, it gives people something to come back to and something new to do.
One of the things, and Dave, you were the first one, I think. I mean, I can remember the first year with Colonial Fair. And you came in and you explained the whole concept. And I see other places are doing colonial fairs. And whenever I see someone's doing something like that, I think Ferry Farm was first at there. George Washington Foundation was first. You've had that over at Kenmore, and it's a great story. And people are doing it very similar to what you pull off.
Yeah, it's an amazing a moment in time in the 18th century when court days happen, and the whole town shuts down, and everybody comes in, you know, from the farms around the town, everybody comes to town, and they just have a big party, and the beauty of Colonial Fair is we try and sort of emulate that activity and try and get everybody from town to come in and just have a great time, sort of experience 18th century entertainment at its best.
Yeah. We are talking Ferry Farm this morning and George Washington Foundation and just overall programs with the George Washington Foundation. Kenmore.org, the website. When we come back, we will talk about 4th of July and all that is coming up with the 4th. Dave Maraca here, Allison Ellis, and Ann Waters. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hi.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is the George Washington Foundation this morning, and a number of events. We really have a lot of events to talk about. The big one, though, to focus in at least immediately, is the fabulous 4th at Ferry Farm from 10 to 4. And Anne, this is a huge event.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of people come, and
yes,
lots of people make memories. And I always say, no better place to be on the 4th of July than where George Washington, grew up.
Right. It's a very fitting spot to visit for the 4th of July. And it's definitely it is our largest event. Mm-hmm. So we typically receive like thousands of people.
Yeah.
Out at Ferry Farm. So it's just a lot of fun. And we've been doing it now for, at least a decade, really?
No, more than
a decade. Yeah. so a very long time. So it's definitely one of our probably most popular community events for sure.
I remember sitting out there, Dave, for years when there was no house and we just talked about the fund. And you even announced that the finding of the foundation just before 4th of July that year. But people came out in droves before there was the house, and now there's the house, there's the digs, there's the buildings that you've added. If you have not been to Ferry Farm lately, it doesn't look anything like you'll remember. And even if you've been there in the early years right after the house went up, it's changed considerably.
Without a doubt, it's starting to look more and more like what an 18th century farm would look like. So when Europeans would come, they would comment that each farm looked like a little village, and we're starting to take that tone on, and so it's very exciting to see that our progress. It's slow but steady. We're like turtles. We're every time you come, we look a little different, and that's a really good feeling for us.
Well, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, but the archaeology, you're always finding something new, and just when you think you've narrowed in on something, you discover something new, and so that kind of changes things.
The dig is the site is amazing in that it's it has not only it lots of different time periods of occupation, but the actual size of the dig, the site is allows us to keep finding things just year after year after year, and every time I think, well, we pretty much got this under control, the site throws a curve to us and grows in size. It's this big, and then and then we'll go outside that and find more stuff outside the area that I think the site is, and I was like, okay.
So switch gears and change to something else. As far as 4th of July goes, and Ann, you have papers and papers, and things are coded with different colors.
My calendar.
And Allison has the brochure, so I'll let you guys sort of take over here as far as there are things all day going on at Ferry Farm on 4th of July.
Yes, so 10 to 4 on July 4th, we have all sorts of activities going on. So we have historical like reenactor groups out. So we have the houses open so that you can tour the house. All sorts of crafts that we have prepped and planned in Allison's office ready to go. Food trucks so that you can stay all day, eat a snack. Our George Washington reenactor, if you have not met him before when you are at some of our events, he will be there. So it's a really fun event. And then we'll also have shuttles running between Ferry Farm, the downtown Fredericksburg 4th of July event, and then the Potawatomi Cultural Center as well. So
wow, so you can cover everything.
Yes, yeah. You can hit all every site.
Yeah, you park at one place and you can hit all three events. I mean, you can't spend all day at all three events, but you can spend a couple hours at each stop and then hop on the shuttle, get back to your car, and go watch the fireworks somewhere else.
It really is a great day at Ferry Farm to just be able to wander around and just get the flavor of colonial America. For lots of things for kids, but even if you're not a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So there's lots to learn from.
And there's a lot. It's one of those events where there's like a little bit of everything going on. So I feel like there's something for everyone. And as we were just talking about the dig, the archaeologists are out there digging on the 4th. We have a couple of our archaeologists that do special like tables for us, so you can talk to the real live archaeologist at Ferry Farm. As I mentioned, you can tour the house, and it's a little more of a shorter tour, so it is very kid friendly. But there's definitely stuff for kids and adults alike. So if you've never been to Ferry Farm, or if you come every year to the 4th of July, It's just a great event to get, as you said, like a taste of everything that Ferry Farm has to offer.
Well, and the house is spectacular in that it's sitting right there on the foundation, above the foundation that was there. It's a replica, but you can touch things, and it's not like you're walking into a museum.
Right. So definitely a good place for when we have kids or school groups or like large groups coming through. You don't have to worry about being, you know, you can really explore the house and touch things, sit on the furniture, pick things up. You don't have to worry about being so stoic, I guess, going through. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's not a stressful experience for anybody, for the kids, for the parents having to control the children, and then for our tour guides too. Just having that like relaxed atmosphere of everything's a replica, sit down, pick things up. It makes things a lot less stressful.
Well, if I hadn't toured it while it was being built, one of the times when Dave, when you and I were going through it, and I always tell people the coolest thing about that house, besides you can really see what it was like for George Washington, but to look out the window onto the river and to know that that's the scene, and that's those are the exact scenes, that's what George Washington saw growing up when he lived there.
And the other way around works as well too, is that it can be seen by a large portion of Fredericksburg as well. And so so there's between Chatham, Kenmore, Ferry Farm, you know, you get sort of vantage points into the city, and they all three of them try to dominate the landscape of the city architecturally and sort of and socially in the 18th century. And so just an amazing but not accidental sort of fact of life about Fredericksburg is those three architectural entities are trying to, you know, say, hi, we are here and we are important and you need to pay attention to us.
And last year for the first time, I took up kayaking, and to see Ferry Farm from the river, from different vantage points on the river, is really something.
Yeah, I did the same as well last year. I'd never been kayaking on the Rappahannock, and we got on at City Dock, and we basically right away came up on Ferry Farm, and I was like, I am going to risk it. I'm taking my phone out of the plastic baggie, and I'm taking some pictures, because it is incredible to see it from the river. And to be able to think, like, this river carried ships, and this house would have been up on that hill when ships came into the river in the 18th century and came into the port of Fredericksburg. I mean, that's a pretty incredible thing. I definitely agree.
And as I'm on the river doing that, I'm doing the exact same thing. I was exact same thing, Alice. Mm. I had Dave in my head telling the story about how that's in colonial times, you wanted to kind of show off what you had.
Right, without a doubt. You're using your architecture to sort of announce your social station. And Ferry Farm, the Washington House does that in a couple of different ways. One is it's out on the edge of the cliff, you know, and so it looks more imposing than it actually would have been. It looks like it's a two-story building, and it once again, and then the Aquia sandstone was just the calling card of the social haves in that time period. And so anytime you see Aquia sandstone, it's saying, you know, look at me.
Now it is really something to see that, just from different vantage points. Because I'd always seen it from standing over on the from City Dock, but once you can see it from longer periods and from different angles, it really is magnificent. So
it does an amazing job of presenting itself from just multiple vantage points. Like I said, George Washington says that in the 18th century, you can see it from almost every house in Fredericksburg.
Mm, interesting. That is interesting. So those are some of the things. I mean, you get to see it, you know, to be there on 4th of July, Anne, and you've got so many things going on. This is your chance to be able to get a picture with your kids with a hoop and all that kind of stuff. There's always colonial games and things going on.
Yes, lots of photo ops. But yeah, we'll have the colonial games. You can take a photo with George Washington. So there's just a lot of different things going on. We do have the flag retirement ceremony, which occurs at 1, so kind of midday if you're trying to catch that. Enduring Freedom Honor Team band will perform as well during that ceremony. So it's just a lot of different things going on throughout the day at that at the event.
Flag retirement ceremony is always interesting because that's the one I'd never seen one until I saw one there. And you've got Boy Scout and Girl Scout groups involved with that, mm-hmm. and then they hand it to General Washington.
Yes, it's General Washington participates, which is kind of unique in a flag ceremony. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it really is. It really is quite the. It is quite the day, and there are events inside. There are a lot of artifacts and things in the visitor center.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that people can go through.
You can always look into the windows of our archaeology lab. That's a really unique thing that you don't see every day. So there won't be any archaeologists working in there because they'll be out on the dig or out tabling at 4th of July. But you can still see the artifacts and displays that they have up. And then one of our employees, Diane, also has her Civil War artifact cart, and she's dressed in her Civil mm-hmm. War era clothing. So if you need to get out of the heat for a few minutes, you can come inside. You can chat with Diane, and she has all kinds of Civil War era artifacts that she discusses while she's dressed in the clothing, which is also one of those unique experiences that you don't get every day. So definitely, if you need to get out of the heat for a few minutes, just stop by the visitor center and take a look around.
And like you said, there's a shuttle if you want to, mm-hmm. if you want to do that. If you want to, though, can you park it at Ferry Farm on the 4th?
We only have handicap only parking at Ferry Farm. So we do, you would need to pick up the shuttle. So there is parking at the Eagles Lodge on Cold Springs Road. So
okay, that's been that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can park there, or if you start at any of the other, if you start downtown or you start over at the Potawatomi Museum, you could just pick up the shuttle from either of those areas as well.
Okay. And is it still $1?
Yes.
$1 for anybody 3 and up.
I mean, that's the deal right there.
Yeah, You get to do all the activities. You get to see the house. You get to see the archaeology lab. And for $1. I mean, what do you have to lose?
And George Washington's on the dollar, so.
Yes.
Yes. George for a George.
Yes.
So we'll get that, somewhere.
It is a 10 to 4 mm-hmm. at Ferry Farm.
Yes.
And you will make memories for your family, or if just as an adult, if you have not checked out Ferry Farm, this is a great chance.
Yeah, yeah. Come learn something new.
Kind of walk around and do that. You take a break and we'll continue on this morning. Kenmore.org with all the information on this and all the other things going on. We'll talk again about 4th of July before we get out of here. But we have other events taking place. In fact, this weekend, Betty Washington, you mentioned. There's an event for that. Ann Waters is here. Allison Ellis is here. And Dave Maraca from the George Washington Foundation on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Allison Ellis, Ann Waters, and Dave Maraca in this morning from the George Washington Foundation. Lots of stuff to talk about, especially, though, Ferry Farm, and we will talk more about that as we go along this morning. Kenmore.org, great website, and a Facebook page, too, for information on the George Washington Foundation. A couple other things going on. Allison Ellis, did you say today is Betty Washington's birthday?
Yeah, today, June 20th, is Betty Washington Lewis's birthday. Yeah, she would be 291, if I do my math right.
Okay.
1733.
Sounds right.
So last year, she really had a big party, and it's a little bit more subdued this year. But Saturday, there are events for her. I guess that's at Kenmore?
Yeah, yeah. So last year was our first time doing Betty Washington Lewis's birthday at Kenmore. We usually do it on a Saturday, like you would maybe do a regular birthday party the closest Saturday. So it's this Saturday, June 22nd, from 10 to 2. We're going to throw a birthday party for her at Kenmore in the Visitor Center. I know it's going to be hot on Saturday, So everything pretty much will be inside.
Okay.
Get out of the heat, take a day, visit Kenmore if you haven't been in a while. This event is included with general admission. So if you take a tour of the house or if you just want to see the visitor center, the birthday party will be included with either of those admissions. So we have cookies that are provided by Crumble Cookie of Fredericksburg. They've provided cookies for this event for the past 2 years. So if you like Crumble cookies, this is your chance to get one of those. You can have a cup of tea and do some crafts and activities that kind of surround Betty and then women generally in the 18th century. So you can learn a little bit about life for women back when Betty was alive.
Well, that's the great thing about events like this. You can learn about, you can have fun and celebrate a birthday, but also learn about, I mean, life was difficult back then.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things that you don't think about every day. And what I like to do with events like this is kind of try to pull the history and pull what we know about Betty, because we don't know a whole lot about her personally. But what we know about Betty into the activities that we do. So we only have a few pieces that belong to Betty or the Lewises that are in the Kenmore House, but I like to focus on those for this event. So we have Betty's little traveling trunk. So one of the crafts that we do at this event is to decorate your own little tiny trinket chest or traveling trunk. So I have a little bit of history on Betty's travel trunk, what it looks like. You can go tour the house and see it for yourself, and then you can decorate your own little travel trunk. So it's just pulling those little elements of history into the things that we do, so you can have fun, hang out with the family, but also learn a few fun facts along the way.
I'm trying to think, and isn't there a desk over at Kenmore that's famous and that was somebody's?
Yes. We do have Betty's desk.
That was her desk, okay.
Yes. And I don't know all the details, but that desk wasn't like the bed. So we also, the two big pieces are the bed that were Betty and Fielding's, that was Betty's and Fielding's bed. And then we have her desk. Those are the two big pieces of furniture that we have that were theirs. The bed stayed in the family, so it was just kind of passed along until it ended up back at Kenmore. But the desk, I believe it like ended up somewhere in another state.
The Midwest.
Yeah. And I think the DAR like tracked it down. It's got her initials on it. And they were able to look at the desk and figure out that it was Betty's desk and bring it back to Kenmore. So it is back where it belongs, in her chamber, in the bed chamber, which was typically the room of the house that belonged to the woman of the house. That was kind of her domain. And it's now sitting back in the chamber at Kenmore, which is pretty amazing. It's we don't have a lot of things that belong to the Lewises, but to have her desk is pretty incredible. And it's a great story.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was thinking that was her desk. Yes. And I thought, that's the only thing I know about her. And if that's not her desk, then I don't know anything. So I'm glad to know that I can remember being on a tour and in seeing that. So yeah, you get to see that kind of stuff. And that's what makes these kind of, you don't have to go to the Smithsonian to see all this stuff. We've got some good stuff around here.
Yeah, right in your backyard.
So what time again? That's 10 to, did you say 10 to 2?
10 to 2,
10
yeah.
to 2 on Saturday for Betty Washington. Family Archaeology Camp.
Yes. So we will be doing Family Archaeology Day. So it's kind of a, if you didn't go to archaeology camp, we are doing a small scale version on June 28th at Ferry Farm. So we have two sessions in the morning, early afternoon. So one at 10 and one at 12. And essentially it's just you, children and their caregiver can come out and basically participate in a simulated archaeology dig. So we have an area where our kids dig, where kids can go through the like archaeological process of digging in the dirt, uncovering artifacts, and then they'll also take a guided tour of the Washington House, which has a bit of an archaeology focus. So it's sort of like a mini archaeology camp. If you weren't able to come to the full week-long camp, you can learn all about archaeology in the morning on the 28th.
Okay. And that is, you can get more information on that.
Yes.
Kenmore.org.
Yes, Kenmore.org. We are requiring advanced registration for that since space is a little bit limited. But you can register online. It's $10 per child, $5 per adult attendee. And then all of the information about that is posted on our website. But definitely the Kids Dig is, I think, one of our most popular children's activities that we do. They like to get out there and dig in the dirt. So it's definitely a fun popular one.
Speaking of archaeology, we have Mr. Archaeology here. If you'd gone to one of these, if you'd gone to a family archaeology day or a camp, or did you go? Did they have things like that back then or not?
No.
I didn't think so.
So when I started archaeology digs, they would put a big fence, like 6 foot tall fence around it. And then they would block the view. It wasn't even a fence you could see through. They would block the view. And it was a completely off limits activity.
I thought so.
And I have no idea why that was. Whether it was they were worried about security or what was driving reason, but it wasn't until the 80s that archaeology came out from behind the walls and became sort of a public event. And so I worked on the site that Colonial Williamsburg did. It was public for the first time, and we were on bus stop number one. And so the buses would come, and everybody would get off and go to the dig because they'd never seen a dig before. And the excavators would go to the fence and stay at the fence talking the entire day. We never got anything done on that dig because it was so popular. And now pretty much every historic site that has archaeology, it's a public event. And so it's part of the public presentation. So archaeology has completely changed.
Isn't that interesting?
In 40 years.
You can go up at Ferry Farm. It really is. You go up and whoever's nearby or you make eye contact with someone, everybody talks.
And we let the kids screen and look for artifacts in our screens for dirt that we've excavated. And so, and sometimes the parents help, but kids really enjoy that, sort of the thrill of discovery. They get to sort of find things for themselves, and that's very exciting and makes Ferry Farm a really memorable experience for children.
It does, to see all that, or even when you're watching them, when sometimes they'll find something and someone will. To me, it means nothing, but someone will know just what, we've seen that before, or you'll talk about it, and it's a great education.
And the excavators are expert in identifying artifacts because they're also the people that work in our lab in the wintertime. And so the minute something comes out of the ground, there's, people are on it and trying to figure out exactly what it was. And the amazing part is that they'll find a sherd, and so we have almost a million artifacts in our collection. They'll find a sherd and they'll go, I've seen this vessel before, and we need to mark it because it'll mend in with the vessel that we found 4 years ago. And so they have an amazing memory for 18th century ceramic vessels.
Was last summer you found something that was like stamped, and that was just something that was you usually didn't see.
Right. And every year we find something that's new to us. This year it was a little early 18th century handle. And what they had done is they'd, how you would make snails out of cookies?
Oh, yeah.
They had done that with the pottery and made a little handle that looked just like a snail cookie, only really teeny and petite and beautifully made. It's the first time we've ever found one of those.
Someone found that just doing all the.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? Are you looking for anything special this year?
So we're exploring. If you've lived in Stafford for a while, you'll remember that there was a farmhouse here, and the farmer would take people down into the basement and look at what he said was the remains of the Washington House. He was half right. It is from the Washington period, but it wasn't the house. It was actually the kitchen. And we've reanalyzed a lot of the material that was excavated in the 1990s from that structure and determined that it was a kitchen that burned around 1740. And all the artifacts just sort of scream kitchen-y stuff. And so we are exploring that building in detail. And there's not much of that building left because the farmer placed his house on top of that building, and there's not a lot of evidence for it. And so, but we are looking around that cellar with all the burn material to see if we can find other bits of that, other architectural bits of that kitchen.
Every year around this time, I go back to, because it was right before 4th of July that you unveiled, you had discovered the foundation earlier, but waited until right before 4th of July. And I just, you look at that site and you just, the conversations that we've had since then over the years, and just how that just opened up so much about history and what you know and what you're able to show and what you keep finding.
I keep saying the site is so large. It took us 7 years to find that house, and that's a really long time period in archaeology.
Yeah.
and it wasn't like we were digging a couple of weeks out of the year. We were digging 8 months a year. We were just really putting a lot of energy into trying to find that house. And it still took like 7 years to find it and then to understand it. And we're still analyzing the material that came out of that. And we're learning more and more about the Washingtons every day. And so it's a process that it gets more and more rewarding as time goes on. And that's not how things usually work.
Yeah.
Usually in archaeology, you think you have the thrill of discovery to find things. And then a lot of people, their interest sort of falls off. For us, that's just the start. When we announced, National Geographic sent down a videographer to make a documentary about the dig. And he said, well, what do you got? And we said, well, we found the house. And he said, that's great, that's great. And he goes, what else do you got? And we're like, we found the house. and we had just found it. We hadn't done any analysis.
Yeah.
And he left. He went someplace else and made his documentary someplace else. If he was to come back today, We could fill up hours and hours of information for him.
Well, you and I just did a video with the slave quarters that you've been able to rebuild and that you found on one of these digs.
Yeah, we were very excited. So we found it by accident. We were looking at a place we thought the house might be, and off to the side there was a large pit in the ground that didn't fit with anything else we were finding. And as we began to explore that pit, we realized that this was a place where enslaved people had lived during the Washington period, and we were incredibly excited about finding it. And it was so early in the process, we sort of set it aside and knew that eventually, and now it's 20 years later, we would end up be putting a building, a structure, a reconstructed building on top of that site. And it is almost complete. It's been a struggle to get that building going, but it is so close to being finished and open to the public, and we're very excited. We have like a couple of weeks worth of work, and then Gretchen, our curator, gets to furnish it like it would have looked in the 18th century. Mm. And it is just going to be just a fabulous addition to the site.
Are you still finding wig curlers? Or have you got every wig curler out of the ground there that so, could possibly be there?
So our count for this year is one.
Wow.
And so we're sort of shocked. We don't know what this means.
That was funny. You two, Ann and Allison were shocked. I was like, wow.
Just one.
We find more arrowheads than we do wig curlers these days, and that is not how it normally works.
Yeah. Dave Maraca, Allison, Ann Waters here this morning. What great stuff going on at Ferry Farm, and you can be there and you can see some of these things at Ferry Farm and at Kenmore. Kenmore.org, the website. Facebook has all kinds of stuff too. And when we come back, We'll look again at the fabulous 4th and 4th of July and also talk real quick about American Revolution Camp. We will do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
The George Washington Foundation here this morning, and Ferry Farm in Kenmore, our focus, especially 4th of July at Ferry Farm. Kenmore.org, the website, Dave Maraca, Ann Waters, and Allison Ellis here this morning. Before we get out of here, and American Revolution Camp, is that in July?
Yes, it is July 15th through 19th, and it's like a half-day camp. 9 to 12, and it will rotate between Ferry Farm and Historic Kenmore. So it's all about the American Revolution and learning what life was like during the revolutionary time period. So last year, we had a lot of interactive activities for campers. So they did colonial dancing. They played colonial games. We had a colonial music lesson, as well as touring both sites. So it's just a really fun kind of interactive camp. So that is July 15th through 19th, and the deadline to register is July 1st. So if you're if you're looking for a summer camp and you still need to fill some time in the summer, you do have until July 1st to register for American Revolution Camp.
This is one of the that's the kind of camp you could go to. Your kids can go to. They'll know all about colonial times. They'll get better grades in school.
There you go.
They'll
yes,
get into
exactly.
a better college. They'll get a better job.
Right. Learn something new.
Right. They'll have to drive a nice car and everything. So go to this camp.
Yes.
Turn your life around.
Right.
Just came to me. I don't know why. Allison, as far as to put on something like 4th of July, I know you have a lot of people that get behind you and sponsors.
Mm-hmm. So we have a couple sponsors. Anne, do you want to go over our sponsors?
Yes. Yes. We do need to shout out and thank our 4th of July sponsors, because as you mentioned, it is a group effort, teamwork. So this year we have Hirschler, Lewis Insurance Associates, the McDaniel family, and then Valentine Farrell Investment Advisors as our sponsors for the 4th of July. So we do thank them for helping us put on this event, because it's quite the event to put on.
Yeah. Great. We also have some community partners that kind of help us out with 4th of July as well. Stafford Tourism helps provide our buses, and they've also provided some fun Stafford Tourism sunglasses that we'll be giving away at 4th of July. So if you want some new shades, you can come to 4th of July. And then Target also has donated some money so we can purchase water for staff and volunteers, and also any guests that may need a drink, because it's usually pretty hot on 4th of July.
Yeah.
So we work with a lot of people in the area to bring this event to you guys.
Well, this is just such a staple of an event. You talk mm-hmm. about some things downtown, but right in the same breath, you talk about what goes on at Ferry Farm. And it really is. You do a great job all day long, from the morning stuff, the flag retirement in the afternoon, and it's a great day.
Oh yeah, and we have people again that come back. I feel like it's their thing every year.
My thing.
Yeah, 4th of July. It's our thing too. We're all so 4th of July at Ferry Farm. So it's fun to have a family tradition. People come out.
I can remember. I mean, when we used to do live broadcasts, and Dave would.
I remember.
We would sit out there. And I was never. I mean, this is live, but that was just different. And we sat out there, and I still remember many of the discussions that we had. It's a great time to bring your family out and see things.
No, that's one of my favorite memories of the early years of the Ferry Farm was doing your show out there.
Yeah. Technology's gotten easier in certain things, but to do that, it's been a problem. So that's why we don't do that. But to be able to be out there and to see everything 10 to 4, and again, there's a shuttle. You can park at the Eagles, and you can take a shuttle
just
all around.
Just grab the shuttle and see every event that's going on.
and the other attraction is for people that haven't met you. You are a very famous attendee of that event and a very regular attendee. And so, I'm not forcing you to come this year, but
I'll be there.
Okay,
I'll be there. And there are people.
It's exciting.
If you want to meet Ted, this is a great opportunity.
There are people that know I come, and they do look me up there. I have. There's several, two people in particular who I see once a year at Ferry Farm, and they know, and they know I'm there, and they come.
That's funny.
So funny.
So anyway, it is a great day. Again, Betty Washington's birthday is this Saturday, mm-hmm. 10 to 2 at Kenmore.
Yes.
And the Family Archaeology Day is next Saturday.
Yes, the 28th.
And then American Revolution Camp is middle of July or so, but you got to sign up.
Sign up by July 1st.
July 1st.
If you're looking for a camp still, something to do, now's the time to sign up.
So lots of stuff. Take your family. Have a great time. And support the George Washington Foundation, too. There's information on that if you go to the website. Mm-hmm. Top Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. TourStaffordVA.com. And as you heard, they are involved in this event. Dave Maraca, Ann Waters, Allison Ellis, thank you all. We'll see you on 4th of July.
All right, there.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.